Today on 5-Minute Monday, you'll learn how to level your audio so you don't blow out your listeners' eardrums. Welcome to 5-Minute Mondays, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now, this is week two of a 4-week mini-series about rookie editing mistakes. These are the common mistakes that you hear in new podcasts that detract from the listener experience and stunt your podcast's growth. And today, we're going to be talking about leveling. Now, I don't know if you've experienced this yet, but there have been a couple times where I was sure my eardrums must have ruptured from listening to a podcast. I had the volume set at a comfortable level. I'm enjoying a nice conversation. And then the bass from the outro theme music drives an audio wave shaped ice pick through my ears. Has that ever happened to you? Well, that is why leveling is important. It keeps your podcast at a nice, even volume, even as you incorporate different segments in your episode. So now I'm going to teach you how to actually level your audio. First, you want to bring every audio file into your episode's project in whatever editing software that you're using. Then you're going to listen to each one with headphones on. You'll want to adjust the volume slider so that the relative volume is the same or really close. So as you're listening to each track, each person, each music track, each sound effect, whatever it is that you are incorporating in your episode, you want to make sure that before you do anything else, all of them are starting at around the same volume as you can hear it in your headphones. Now, just a rule of thumb, music tracks tend to be louder than vocal tracks, so you'll find yourself dropping the volume on those more significantly than with audio tracks, normal vocal tracks. And then you also want to make sure that every person is set at the same relative volume, right? This is easiest if you have each person record into their own microphone and have it saved as a separate track, because then you can just adjust each track individually. That is ideal. But you want every single person to be set at the same volume. Now, when vocals and music overlap, when you start to mix and match these segments, then you want to make sure the voices are clear and easy to understand. So more than likely, you're going to have to drop the music lower than you think that you need to. Even if you can understand what people are saying, even if you think the voices are clear, go ahead and drop the music a little bit lower than that. Because when somebody's actually listening to it on the other end, you'd be surprised how big of a difference that will make. Now, once you've finished editing your episode, you want to quickly scrub through the different audio sources and segments just to make sure that the volume is consistent in any area where there's an overlap that you can clearly hear the voices. And then I also recommend utilizing a software like Alphonic to really dial in your audio leveling, because software can often pick up and discern what your ears can't. And I will leave a link to a guide that we put together on how to use Alphonic to polish your podcast episodes in the show notes for this episode. But at the end of the day, you want your podcast episode listening experience to be as phenomenal as possible. Because when somebody discovers your podcast, they're not only going to fall in love with your content, but it's going to be something they rave about to their friends. That is it for today. If you're new here, make sure to hit the subscribe button if you're watching this on YouTube, or subscribe to the 5-Minute Mondays podcast in your favorite app to squeeze even more podcast-related content into your life. And if there's something that you want us to talk about on a future episode, you can click the link in the show notes to submit your question or idea. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep podcasting.